Once upon a time, in a galaxy far, far away, Jaesu and Keisu interviewed some pretty cool people. Here's one of those interviews now.
All right, this is Jaesu and Ryan here at Fun Expo 2014, and we're here with the founder of the event, Mr. Rob D'Onofrio. Hello, sir.
Hello.
Great to see you again.
Thank you.
Thank you for having this again. We've always had a good time coming here. We've discovered it 4 years ago, I think it was.
For me, it was three. So this is my second year is like with our podcast.
That's right.
Okay. And I've had a good time ever since, man.
Awesome. Appreciate that.
Meeting different people, the vendors. I mean, even your 501st guys. Like,
they're a great bunch of people, for sure.
I was talking to them. You know what? I've taken a picture every year. It doesn't get old to me, man.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, we've always had fun here. It feels like a family. That's what we were talking about earlier.
And that's key. Like, I mean, for Welland area, like, there's a lot of families and children that don't have this place to, you know, come and spend a day and just have fun. If you want to spend money, you go ahead. If you don't, just come and see people, talk and whatever. People with the same interests and everything. Like, it's just amazing. And I've seen the same people in the last 8 years. So that tells you something.
But you're doing something right, like you said.
Absolutely.
You're seeing the same people come out every year, right?
Yeah.
So.
Well, everyone loves the event. And, I couldn't believe it when I heard it had started 8 years ago, because we discovered it late in the game, I guess.
You did. Probably 4 years ago, that was the first time here at the arena.
Okay.
Prior to that, the very first time we did it, it was at City Hall, just a small boardroom.
Wow.
Got a couple schools together to come through with their classes. I showed basically all my collection, Star Wars, just to see what the interest was. Put the movie on a sort of a large screen and popcorn and cake. That's all it was. Very simple.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Nice. I tried to think as a kid if I saw that. Like, I mean, grew up during, like, the first kind of movies.
Yeah.
I mean, just at all. Like, I mean, imagine showing these kids, like, 20, 30 years later.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
Seeing that, man.
Yeah.
And just, I'm trying to get my niece. I've been telling people, my niece is only three.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get her into, like, the geek.
Yeah.
Haven't started with the Star Wars yet. I just started with, like, a pink Batman costume. So it just starts from there. So.
We'll get there.
Yeah.
Get there for sure.
Now, I'd actually read an interview with you online where last year was supposed to be the last Fun Expo.
Yeah.
So, first of all, thanks for coming back. And what convinced you to do another one?
Again, it's the people. As soon as I mentioned that, the fact of maybe potentially this is going to be my last year, people started saying, oh, don't do it. We got to do it one more time. Get more help, more support from the community. The city of Welland gave me a community award. So I said, okay, now this is sort of...
No, I have to do it.
Yeah, so... But, and I appreciate it. Like, I mean, that's just amazing. But
well, just look at what you've done, though. Like, like you said, you started in a boardroom to a whole arena. Like, not to mention you're getting Star Wars out there to some people that don't even know Star Wars, right?
So there's a whole new generation of it, too, so coming. Yeah. So with the new movies coming out...
I was going to say, as a lifelong Star Wars fan, how psyched are you for that announcement?
I have a little bit of mixed feelings, but I think Disney is going to do a pretty good job with the movies. I don't want to speculate too much. I just want to see it and see what go from there. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I heard they're going less CGI, which I really like.
Amazing.
Yeah.
It's going to be cool.
Old school, yeah.
So if they do...
what they should have done with the first three movies.
What are you going to do?
I think they do need CGI in some parts, but
for sure.
Going the old school, I mean, it's going to be reminiscent of the first three movies, right?
I think you appreciate the movies more when they're, you know, the kind of with animation and models and stuff like that or whatever, but real people, you know. So we'll see what happens.
So what can we do to convince you to have another one next year?
Well,
bribes.
Give you another bribes award? To the charity. I mean, obviously, we're doing it for the charity and the families that need help for whatever reasons and issues they're going through with the kids and stuff like that. So that's the key. That's the driving thing behind it. I don't know. It could be as simple as that. Just saying, you know, we need to do it for the kids, and I'll do it. Like, that's it. I don't know.
Well, it's definitely a great cause, which we definitely support.
Yeah. I appreciate you guys being here for sure. And like I say, I mean, you see the same people over and over. You see the same vendors that keep coming. I hear that they say this is one of their best shows, and they're doing good as far as, you know, selling products and donating back to the charity. So that's what it's all about.
Well, what I like about what you've done here is there's enough room for people that like to talk to the vendors, the artists, and then you still have enough people for people to walk through, take their pictures of the cosplayers and everything. So
the arena here is a good venue. Like, it's not crowded. You got just enough amount of people in here not to make it like, oh my god.
Yeah, it's definitely been our favorite event to come to for the last 4 years.
Yeah, that's great. Cool. Appreciate it.
Hopefully we see many more.
Well, let's hope. I don't know. We'll see what happens.
We appreciate that you had us here once again. And, I mean, thanks for all the good times these last 4 years.
Quite welcome. Quite welcome. Thank you.
Thanks, Rob.
All right.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.